21st century witchcraft. There's much about 21st century security concerns and associated treatment which reminds me of the primitive tribes and the role of witch doctor. The witch doctor held powers that others in the tribe did not hold. He was able to put fear into the tribe. He was able to relieve fear. His potions were not understood by others. They were complex mixtures of roots and herbs and minerals. They smelt bad, and the folks to whom they were applied often died. The reason, so says the witch doctor, is that they were evil and their death would make the rest of the tribe safer. Since the witch doctor really had no real power, except over the minds of the tribespeople, he spent most of his time playing up his role. No doubt his enemies were dealt with treacherously. Many issues that faced the tribe had to go through the witch doctor. If the witch doctor did his dance and said yes, the tribe did it. If the witch doctor did his dance and said no, they didn't do it. Often more enlightened tribes still subscribed to witch doctors as they just wanted to be like other tribes. Did the witch doctor really provide a service? Did he make the tribe stronger? Was his magic able to thwart the enemy? In the minds of many tribes people, the answers were yes, yes, yes. What do you think? Are you superstitious? Do you read your horoscope? Does it matter what zodiac sign you are? If your answer to the previous questions is yes, you should stop reading here, go to bed, and dream your dreams. If, however, you don't believe in witch doctors or astrology, you may want to take a closer look at the CIO role in corporate America. I think you will find witch doctors galore as you look. Think about it. 20 years ago, there was no such role in any corporation. Why? Because information was necessary to conduct business. The glue that held corporations together in the midst of the free flow of information was employee loyalty and trust. You say that was before computers became a part of everyday life. Granted. However, information is information, whether it be in a computer or a filing cabinet or in someone's head. No, there is nothing new under the sun, only new ways to cloak old deceptions. There is not one aspect of a CIO's job which supports the core functions of the business. He or she is merely a bureaucrat sucking the life from the company by injecting CIO issues into free-flowing business. The result is misdirection, sluggishness, higher cost, and lowered morale. What's the connection with witch doctors, you ask? Merely this. Most companies would not think to run their business without a CIO. They consult the CIO before making moves. They wait for the CIO to bless the move. If so, they proceed. If the CIO does not bless the move, they stand pat. Does the CIO actually have powers? No, none except the powers conferred on them by others. Just as the witch doctor, they can only operate via fear tactics, always using circumstances to justify their importance. We all know that it is the trustworthy, integrity-driven people in any organization that makes it a success. The crooks, dissemblers, should be categorically dismissed. To bring everyone under the fear of falling out of grace with a conjured-up CIO makes no sense in an enlightened world. Please feel free to support your witch doctor, CIO.